Now for some more news items, this time with an environmental flavour. We hear of donkeys at St Paul's Cathedral as part of the Easter celebrations, ecological awards, and an environmentally friendly festival at the Forum. Two donkeys are preparing for their big moment when they star in the Palm Sunday procession into St Paul's Cathedral in London. For Fred, a veteran of the parade, it will be business as usual, as the 16-year-old, with an especially pronounced cross on his back, takes the leading role in the action. It means showing Pancake, aged 8, the ropes, including mastering the tricky ascent of the cathedral steps. Both donkeys spent the summers offering rides to children at parties and fetes, and are used to travelling. But St Paul's is still the biggest gig for the lucky two, who were selected from the Scrappy-based collection of about 30 animals. Their owner, Sarah Jane Lawson, said only the sturdiest and most reliable animals were selected for the difficult role, and always in pairs because they didn't like being on their own. The parade in London will see the animals walk around a mile and a half, accompanied by choirs, banging drums and ringing bells before making their way to the back of the church.
It is a celebration of the local people who help to protect our planet. And as it enters its 9th year, the Norwich and Norfolk Eco Awards has been made bigger and better than ever, now covering all of Norfolk and with two extra prizes, categories of the Eco Home and the Food Producer. Around 60 entries were received this year. Tim O'Riordan, Professor of Environmental Sciences at UEA, presented this year's awards at the Forum. The standard of all the entries was truly impressive, he said. It's helped inspiring to think that there are so many great organisations and groups in our county raising the flag for its sustainability and placing the environment at the very top of their agenda. Winners this year included Fairhaven Woodland and Water Garden, and the eco hero was Jonathan Hooton of Notre Dame High School. Professor O'Riordan hailed all entrants for helping to keep Norfolk the beautiful place we are lucky enough to live in, and to keep it that way for future generations.
Visitors to the Forum learn how to be more environmentally friendly through a two-day festival in the city. One Planet Norwich aimed to promote more sustainable ways of living and involved organisations from across the county. People had the chance to learn about recycling, home energy efficiency, and listen to a variety of guest speakers. There were also various activities for children to enjoy, including a pedal-powered smoothie maker and a scalextric racing track. Lord Mayor Brenda Arthur launched the festival by planting an oak tree in Chapelfield Gardens. She said, "This oak tree is a living symbol of what One Planet Norwich is all about, which is promoting sustainable choices to ensure our city and the world remains a beautiful place for our children, grandchildren and beyond."
Visitors to Norfolk Beach are seeing stars. For the stones and sands of Galston are sprinkled with a shower of starfish. Hundreds of the dead starfish and other marine creatures have been washed up along the shore, and experts think that the animals could have been dislodged by rough waters as a result of bad weather conditions. Beach walkers have spotted scores of sea fish, whelks and pieces of shell all down the coastline, and it is likely that they will eventually be pulled back into the water when the tide comes in. Christine Pitcher, curator of the Sea Life Centre in Great Yarmouth, said mass strandings of sea life were not uncommon. In 2009, the golden sands of Holcombe Beach became an orange and pink graveyard filled with more than 10,000 dead starfish.
Catton Grove's big local project to rejuvenate the old police station on Woodcock Road will be revealed at a special launch event on March the 23rd. Work has been underway over the last few weeks to breathe some fresh life into the police station, and when opened, it will become a community hub called The Box. John Appleby, Vice Chairman of Cattle Grove Big Local Partnership, said, "This is a big step forward for Cattle Grove Big Local, creating a focal point where people can meet and access a range of services, as well as information about what's going on in Cattle Grove. The team has joined forces with Future Projects, an organisation which supports people in the west of Norwich to deliver the box. The new site will host a range of courses to help people back into work, computers with internet access, a photocopying service, free Wi-Fi and free tea and coffee for visitors."
And now for our first feature. The Norfolk Wildlife Trust are looking for volunteers to take part in a survey recording the wildlife they see. The feature is read by Alan Shirley.